Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to our Thursday prayer, praise, and deliverance hour of power. Today is Thursday, November 3rd, 2022. Truly, we all can say that this is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it. The Lord, give me a psalm this morning, and those of you who know the words, as you can come on and join me in this song, but I'm going to go ahead and sing it. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, I'll bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving. I'll bless thee, O Lord. Oh, I'll bless thee, O Lord. You're worthy, God. I will bless thee, O Lord. You're so faithful, God, with a heart of thanksgiving. Oh, I'll bless thee, O Lord. Oh, with my hands lifted up, glory, and my mouth filled with praise, with the heart of thanksgiving. Oh, I'll bless thee, O Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless you because you're faithful, you're kind, you're loving. Oh, God, you're forgiving, God. Lord, we are so grateful. Oh, God, for your, oh, God, you're leading us in your daily guiding of us, oh, God. You're daily correcting us. Oh, how great is our God. He's the only wise, true, and living God. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Truly this morning, we're looking unto the hills, saints, from whence cometh our help. Our help is coming from the Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Glory be to God. I just feel the praise of God in my heart. Oh, he's so worthy. I've got to praise, saints, and I got to get it out. Glory be to God. I feel like running, but nobody's chasing me. Glory be to God. Ooh, I don't know about you, but I feel excited about what the Lord has already done. And I'm excited about what he's doing now. And I'm even more excited about what he's going to do. Glory be to God. Woo, we serve a mighty God. Oh, there's none like him. Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the rock of our salvation this morning. Truly, we greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of course. We do give honor to the visionary of this great ministry, Pastor Darlene Bundage, a powerful and anointed woman of God. For such a time as this, she's been chosen. Truly, we thank God for her, her life, her example. Hallelujah, before God's people. We thank God for Elder Horsley, and I would like you all to keep him in prayer because at 8 a.m. this morning, he's getting his colonoscopy done, and we know that the results is already, it's well, that everything is well and everything is all right. So just keep him lifted in prayer. He's doing very well. We thank God for him. And we're just going to continue to lift up Pastor Scholastica also. And we're just going to remember all those, hallelujah, in the ministry on this morning, all the beautiful saints of the Most High God that has joined us. Glory be to God. On this Thursday, prayer, praise, and deliverance, our power. Truly, we thank God, oh, for his presence. Hallelujah. The Lord said, where there's two or three gathered in my name, he said he would be in our midst. Glory be to God, saints. Hallelujah. Let us bow our heads in prayer right now. Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you humble as we know how. Oh, God, in obedience to your word, you said man must always pray. Hallelujah, and faint not. So, Lord, we're coming because we need you, Lord. We need your strength. We need your wisdom. We need your knowledge and your understanding. We need you, Lord. We need you to continue to guide us and lead us and help us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Oh, God, we need you to, oh, God, on this morning, hear the cries of mothers. Oh, God, hear the cries of fathers on today for their children. Oh, God, we lift up the wayward wife, the wayward husband. Lord, we lift up, we just lift up before you those who don't know you in the partner that says, Lord, we cry out for those, oh, God, who are homeless on today. Lord, we're crying out to those, oh God, that's been abused and misused. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, hear our cry this morning, oh God. Oh God, first of all, we come to say thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your steadfast love, Lord. Oh God, we thank you because you've been our Lord. You're our Savior. Lord, you're our King of Kings, oh God. Lord, you are our Good Shepherd this morning. We want to thank you, God, for being our Good Shepherd. Lord, we thank you this morning, oh God. Oh God, for being our guide. Thank you for being, oh God, our reconciliator. Thank you for redeeming us out of the hands of the enemy. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for our healing. We thank you for our deliverance, Lord. Oh, God, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins on this morning. Search our hearts, oh, God. If you find anything that's not like you, if you find any wicked way, Lord, take it out. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we ask that you would, oh, God, hear the cries of those in our nation and those worldwide that need you, Lord. Oh, God, our children even need you the more. Oh, God, we lift up, oh, God, our prayers this morning for the parents of children that are certainly so wayward, oh, God, so wayward, oh, God, and those that are like prodigal sons and daughters. Lord, we pray that those that are backslidden in any way, oh God, that they would come back to serving you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know you're not willing that any should perish, Lord, but that all should come to repentance. Lord, we cry out, oh God. Oh God, on behalf of those who don't know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we cry out for the unsaved today, God. Oh God, somebody's crying out on behalf of their child, on behalf of their parent. Oh, God, on the behalf of one of their loved ones, family and friends. Lord, we ask, oh, God, that you would save, oh, God. For we know you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, Lord, we pray for those, oh, God, who don't know you. We pray for those today who are ill today, Lord. We pray for those who are sick and shut-in. We pray for those in hospitals, nursing homes, convalescent centers, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for those in hospice on today. Lord, let your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, you were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace is upon you, Lord. And it's by your stripes we are decreeing and declaring healing everywhere. Lord, you sent your word, and they were healed. So, Lord, by faith, we are sending a healing word out today to the north, south, east, and the west. Here, there, and everywhere, God. Heal your people, Lord. Oh, God, even through the sickness, even through their infirmities, God. Help them to turn to you in true heartfelt repentance, God. Oh, God, give them a spirit of conviction, oh, God, that they would come to you, oh, God, and that they would give you their whole heart, Lord. We know 99 and a half won't do. Oh, God, we call people back to serving you wholeheartedly like never before. Lord, draw us in the body of Christ closer to you this day. In the name of Jesus, we all on this prayer line desire a closer walk with thee. Lord, bless everyone represented on this prayer line, Lord. We pray for every family that's under the sound of my voice. Lord, we pray, oh God, for a word of salvation to penetrate their homes, to penetrate their family, loved ones, and friends. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you will continue to provide for the families represented on this line. Lord, we pray that you would undergird for them. Lord, we pray that you would use them in the ministry of reconciliation. Lord, remind us, the body of Christ, that we are ambassadors for you, Lord. Help us to carry the glorious gospel everywhere we go. Lord, help us to continue to support ministries, oh, God, that are going out in Africa, Asia, Europe, and all over the world in the spreading of the gospel. Help us to remember, God, that we all have a responsibility in the spreading of the gospel in this last and evil day. Oh, God, we pray for laborers, oh, God, to go out in the fields. For truly the harvest is plenteous, but the workers are few. Lord, we praise you. Oh, God, raise up a garrison of men and women who don't mind preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, wherever they may be. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that the church would be about our Father's business. Oh, God, help us to remember that we are to spread that word of reconciliation now more than ever, God. In the name of Jesus, right now, Lord, we want to remember those who are bereaved on this morning. Oh, God, there's so many people who are bereaved on this morning. Oh, God, so many are mourning for the passing of their loved ones. But, God, we know that you are God of all comfort. You are the God of all consolation. Earth has no problems, oh God. Oh God, that heaven cannot heal. Lord, we ask right now that you would touch by the power of your Holy Ghost, rock those who are in sorrow this morning, Lord. Grant them the oil of joy, oh God, for the spirit of mourning. Grant them, oh God, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, God, grant them this morning, oh, God. Oh, God, your love, God. Lord, we pray that you would bind up every brokenhearted person, oh, God, under the sound of our voice on this morning. Lord, somebody is hurting, Lord. Oh, God, even with certain relationships, oh, God. Lord, we pray that you would heal marriages on today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, heal, oh, God. Oh, God, in various, oh, God, oh, God, in various situations. Lord, you know all the things that we are all standing in need of individually as well as collectively. Lord, meet every need on today, Lord. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, for our cities. We pray for our local and state government officials, oh God. Oh God, we pray for our first responders. We pray for our police officers, oh God. Oh God, we pray for those, oh God, in government. We pray for our congressmen and women, Lord. Oh God, we pray, Lord, oh God, for our president, even of these United States. Have your way, Lord, in his life. Strengthen him, Lord. Renew his strength. Oh, God. Oh, God, renew his youth as the eagles, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you would restore and revive everywhere on today, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that your perfect will be done on earth as it is in heaven, concerning, oh God, all of your people all around the world. We send a word of conviction. We send a word of repentance around the world. Lord, we pray for the nations, oh God. Heal the nations. Heal America. Turn America around, Lord. Oh God, help America to return, Lord, to the Christian principles, oh God, on which America was founded on, Lord. We pray for America, God. We bind the spirit of confusion here in America. We bind the spirit of division, oh God. Oh, Jesus, one of your last prayers was, Father, make them one, even as we are one in you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray for unity in our nation, oh, God. We rebuke the spirit of division. Oh, God, we come against the spirit of violence in our nation. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off the minds and the hearts of people. We reverse every curse. We come against every demonic plot or plan against any of the people of God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Oh, God, of all your people everywhere, God. Oh, God, in high positions as well, oh, God, from the White House, oh, God, to Main Street, Lord. Cover your people everywhere, God. In the name of Jesus, we want to lift up our children in a special way this morning, Lord, as they go out and as they come in. Bless them to get to their schools safely, oh, God. Keep them from the predators, oh, God. Keep them from the filth of this world. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your divine protection of our children, Lord. Oh, God, all children everywhere, God. Oh, God, we pray that they would turn to you, Lord. Oh, God, we pray that everyone would turn to you, young and old and in between. Oh, God, save, oh, God. Give them a mind to return to you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you because we know to the utmost Jesus saves. Oh, God, to the utmost Jesus saves. Oh, God, we thank you, and we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, because you have turned us around. Oh, God, and we thank you, Lord, that now we are living. We are living, oh, God. Oh, God, as living epistles read of all men, oh, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for saving our souls. We thank you for making us whole. Lord, we thank you that you, oh, God, you lifted us, oh, God, out of the miry clay and planted our feet on a rock to stay. Oh, God, you've been directing our paths in the way of holiness. God, we want to thank you, Lord. Keep us on this straight and narrow path, oh, God. For broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many find that way. But God, help us in the church. Help us, Lord, to stay in that straight and narrow path. Help us to continue to pray like never before. Help us to continue to fast and keep ourselves consecrated. Keep ourselves separated from the filth of this world. Lord, you said in your word, I believe in Corinthians, you said, come out from among them. Be ye separated, saith the Lord. Oh, God, sanctify us. Keep us cleansed by your word. Cleanse us by the power of your blood. Oh, God, we thank you. Continue to direct us. Continue, oh, God, to empower us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Apart from your spirit, we can do nothing. So, Lord, we decree and declare that you would quicken us, your people, by the power of your Holy Ghost this morning. Oh, God, help us to learn to wait on you. For you say, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Oh, God, we come this morning, oh, God, humble as we know how. Oh, God, asking you to continue to perfect all of us. Help us to get busy, oh, God, with doing the work of the Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work should be. Help us to remember, oh, God, that midnight is about to strike. Oh, God, help us to remember in the spirit realm that it's 11:59. Help us to get our work done while it's day, for at night no man can work. Help us to be about our Father's business. Lord, we give you praise, honor, and the glory for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, we truly thank God, hallelujah, for allowing us to be here, saints, hallelujah, to gather one more time in his name. Glory, glory be to God. I'm going to read the scripture of the week in our Elder Horsley says he would like to expound on it. It's found in Genesis 1, verses 1 through 3. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form, my God, and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, verse 3, and God said, I like that. And God said, let there be light. Glory be to God. God, the Logos, living word. Hey, glory be to God. And there was light. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Glory, glory and honor be to our God. Truly our God is worthy to be praised. What a mighty good God we serve. I'm going to go down to 4. And it says, and God saw that the light was good. Hey, hallelujah. Woo! All it takes is one word. How many of you know that God's word, hallelujah, has that transforming power? Glory be to God. It says, and God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Good morning. Good morning.
We thank God for the word, because God's word is
good
all by itself.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And we thank God for his word.
Yes, Lord.
We thank God for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus. We move it.
Mm-hmm.
By his spirit.
By his spirit.
By his power. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
There's none greater.
None greater.
There's none greater than him.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank God this morning.
Hallelujah.
Water there.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes.
We thank God.
Yes, Lord.
It's a scripture to me.
Yes, Lord.
It's a very interesting. And the thought while fasting, and thank God for everyone that's on the fasting and praying.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. What's interesting about it is that God said, I passed down and said, well, we're going to title this,
mm-hmm,
calling those things
yes
that be not
yes
as though they
though
were.
Though they were.
It's a very profound scripture, a very profound saying.
Oh, yes.
Calling something,
mm-hmm,
that be not
yes
as though it was so.
Yes.
Having all the functions of the present tense of,
yes,
of the thing that you're speaking about. When you start dealing with God and calling things that not as though they were, it's a very powerful statement. It's a very powerful being. It's a very powerful situation to be in. What I was doing the last few days was I was thinking about what God says and what God does. And how God does things. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And God figures out a situation.
Mm-hmm.
Then he has a way of winding it back up.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting all over again.
Yes.
And everything to come what he said would come.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything is in the mind of God.
Yes.
Being that everything is in the mind of God,
yes,
nothing takes our God by surprise. I'd be listening to a broadcast, and I'd be thinking, what is God trying to convey, or what is God conveying to us? And we don't want to miss it. We don't want to be a fastball or a slider ball caught in the baseball, something over the plate. And sometimes you just get caught looking at the word, And I found out that the longer that you're saved and the longer that you be walking with God, things should therefore become easier. Come easy because of the fact that God's word is alive. God's rich, ever moving. God neither slumbers nor sleep. So therefore God is placing things and downloading things inside of your spirit. That's why I believe it was in Psalms 1. It says, meditate in this law day and night. Hallelujah to God. That's a lot of meditation. But I also know that whenever you come across a problem, it's always good to go back to the owner's manual. It's always good to go back to the beginning, because that's what the manufacturer does. He gives it, you know, in the Bible that we used to say years ago, it's basic instructions before leaving earth. So when you call things that not as though they were, you have to go back to the beginning and look what God says about the beginning. God doesn't give an explanation where you come from, where you hail from. He's just become Jehovah Shammah, the God that's just there. Could you imagine just being there, just there? God, wherever you are, the invisible God. Mm. It says things that you see are temporal, but the things that you don't see, such as God that is invisible, that's eternal. So when you think about God, you think about things of eternity. Then you would have to think about his word and study his word and come across where it says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And when you think about God as a spirit, according to the Gospel of Matthew, it says God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Then if you go to Hebrews 11, about 6, it says, God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. But they first believe that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then when you take your situation or what you're praying about in your life and what you're going through, every answer that you need is right there inside of the word of God. So when God was just in the beginning, he was just there. It's hard to lock into, it's hard to fathom, to fantasize of what it is that just out of the ear, out of just there in darkness, and God's spirit was just there, hovering over the water. And when God said, let there be, that is a key there. When he said, let there be, and it was so. If you get a chance to go back over there, just read that. It says, when God said, let there be, it was so. And that has to take on a manifestation in your life. That when God says something, then so it creates itself. His power is there. It searches into every nook. It searches into every place. It goes looker. It goes looking. It's sorting out. Because God created this whole thing. It finds what God wants. And it brings it to pass. Hallelujah. And it's very simple. If God said it, that settled it. Spirit of God goes out. Angels go out, going to do what God said it would do. And it becomes whatever God say. In a situation, we stand on these situations. We stand on the situation because God is good all the time. And when we're standing on the promises of God, we're standing on a firm foundation. We're standing on something that will not fail, no matter how hard we try, that God is blessing us. So when God said in the beginning, whatever he spoke, he said, let it be so, and it began to come forth. And the first thing I said this before, it's worth repeating again, he said, let there be light. And there's different kinds of light. This is not the light of light and the greater light. This is the light of God's word, the Zoe light of God, the creative power of God's word, the light, and the light went out all over the earth. Hallelujah, God. And whatever God said, it came. The earth, the dry ground, the firmament in the heavens, hallelujah to God. And what happened is, I know we're moving along in time, but when he got down there to Genesis 1 and about 26, God was speaking to all the elements. calling those things that not God himself, that wasn't, but it was in the mind of God and the power that God has, it just blows your mind. I'm reminded of what Pastor Darling said the other day, just because she had a thought in her mind, and because it came to me, and then she said she did not want to get herself into a bind, God had to go someplace, that quoting the whole story, but then she ran into someone else that was able to help. Someone else, the fellowship with someone else, gave her a word, helped her, and then the praise was that she could go for half the price that she could. That means that when she gets there, things have to be put in order and this, that, the other, and it was a blessing. That's calling things as not as though they were. Every time we come to the broadcast in this hour of power prayer, God begins to manifest things into light. He manifests things in the truth, you know, and God is just awesome, say to God. He is awesome. He's terrible in his doings, hallelujah to God. And when God spoke to all of the elements, he spoke to he spoke to the dry ground, it appeared, hallelujah to God. He spoke to everything, but he caused it not to rain because he did not have a man to till the ground. But God had created man, and that's where we come in at. God had created man from the dust of the earth, and man was there. He was in the mind of God, the function of God. God saw everything, and when he started, he formed man from the dust of the earth, and when he breathed there, and when he came, he said, let us make man in our own image, and in our own likeness, the own substance of God, what we made, hallelujah to God. We're not talking about the sex of man, or the gender of man, but we talk about the spirit of man. The spirit of man is God, because he said, let us. He was talking to himself. And while he was there, he was talking to himself. He was talking to Jesus. He was talking to all of mankind, male and female. And when he blew the breath of life in the man became a living soul. But it says in the book of Genesis, it says, in that day, the same day he created he male and female, and call them Adam. So Adam was a plural being, if we could use that there. It was the woman was always inside of the man. But what it is, when they study the Greek, it says that hu means dirt, and the spirit of the word, the man, means God. So when he blew his breath into man became living. Also, the woman was there. It wasn't until later on he separated them. Gave them equal power, hallelujah to God. Want to say that, to let you that the woman was always there. And when you think about that, everything that every human being that lives have a portion of God. That breath that they took in, that what God said when he said we make these things in our likeness and in our own image, hallelujah to God. We have it with them so that we have life and death into the power of the tongue, hallelujah to God. When we were created, God created us with our gifts. Everything was inside of us. When we took in that breath of God, hallelujah to God, we became living here, and we have everything that's inside of us, our destiny, our calling, hallelujah to God, our career, hallelujah to God, our families. God had everything there. So when he said, call those things that be not like that be not as it is, that's a powerful that we have, and it is very powerful. And what God gave us, I know you all went through having a soul and dwelling in the physical body, the body, the mind, the will, the emotions. God had given us a will, and God's plan was that we would colonize this earth, and that we would be fruitful and multiply on this earth and make heaven right here on earth. That His kingdom will come, that His will be done, and we pray every day that His will be done in our lives, hallelujah to God. What we call 2,000 years ago, that this time, this hour, prayer, deliverance, ministry, those that come to and those that are in queue, that God knew that we would be here. So when we begin to speak things with the life that is in us, we have that creative life in us because it's in our tongue, the life and death, hallelujah. I believe Jude said, when we have that tongue, it's an unruly member. We have to watch what we say. He said, we bless God, and then we curse man. He said it was like a fountain that can't yield salt water and fresh. So what I'm saying this morning is we have to begin to walk with God and know the power that we possess in this urban vessel to change things and to speak those things that it be not as though they were. Hallelujah, God. That's done through the prayer. That's done through the fasting. That goes through believing in God. That's why it said over there in that we must believe and that he is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. 2 Corinthians, I think it's 10:5, it says, casting down every vain imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, hallelujah to God. When you get to your destiny, when you get to your calling, not your job, but when you get to your calling, and when you perfect that which you're doing, your worth, hallelujah to God, and asking God what he has sent you here to do, hallelujah to God, your life takes on a different meaning. That's where your wealth is. You start going forth in it, and you begin to minister in that thing. And as you go forth in it, the money always follow ministry, hallelujah to God. Money always comes to your calling. You go to a job, 9 to 5, whatever hours you work, and they have you there. They hire the best people. They hire the hardworking people, and they compensate you. How much more when you ask God, what is my job? What is my job? What is my calling? What am I here to do on this earth, hallelujah to God? As a matter of fact, you look at the life of Pastor Darlene, hallelujah to God. She had a job, but she also has a calling to the ministry, hallelujah to God, a calling to have this prayer line outside of a number of hats that she wear, hallelujah to God. But once she polished it, she went all over the country. It started off with them thinking that they were going to close the job down. To see the affection it was, because you could always get fired from your job. They could always send you home, but they can't send you home. They can't send you away from your calling, hallelujah, God. They can't send you from your destiny in God. I believe I can quote it right now. It says, many are the thoughts of a man, how but the will of the Lord will prevail. When she left, she went, worked here and there, went all across the country, hallelujah, God, all the way up to Seattle, Washington. And then when it was time and it was the will of God, the word was already there on her life to come back, and there was an opening right there in Atlanta, Georgia. That's calling those things that are not as though they were. Yeah. It comes that you have to begin to speak those truths over your family, over your truth, over loved ones, hallelujah to God, over your neighborhood, hallelujah to God. What happens, saints of God, is the way that things are going right now and all the chaos that is here, we have to stand on the word of God. It cannot fail, hallelujah to God. He's our paraclete, hallelujah to God. He stands there. He's the mediator between us and man, hallelujah to God. And if we begin to put the pressure on God, I believe that we will begin to see changes. The book is written, and we looked at the end of the book, we win, hallelujah to God. But between then and now, we have to stand before God, hallelujah. We have to have our feet sharply prepared with the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, the seal of faith. We have to stand on the promises of God, hallelujah to God, because the promise of God will not fail in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. We hope it is. Hallelujah to God. Yes. Hallelujah to God. We're standing on this promises because his word will not fail us.
Yeah.
A lot of times we go back and forth and we wonder sometimes. But if you go back to the beginning, all the time you go back to the beginning, it says God said, and God said, and then God said. Then in one of the Gospels, it could have been Matthew, or one of the Synoptic Gospels, one of the four, it says, which was the son of this, which was the son of that, which was. There's always inconsistency. And when it got all the way back to going to, back in the death of the Methuselah, you know, they said, which was Adam, which was the son of God. So God, John picks it up when he says, in the beginning it was just a word, and that word was God, and the word was with God. The same in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, huh? And without him wasn't anything made that was made in. And in him was the light, and this light was the light of men. That was the breath of God, the knowledge of God functioning inside of man. Hallelujah to God. But this light, when it shined in the darkness, but the darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah to God. So God sent the witness, hallelujah to God, to set a witness that he was God, because this is his domain, hallelujah, God. That is domain. This is his property. The earth is the Lord, the fullness of the earth. And John was preaching in the wilderness, talking about repenting, to turn from your ways, hallelujah, God. Put off what it is. There was laws and everything then. But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Yeah.
And when he was, and you know the story, when he got baptized, the heavens opened up and said, "This is my beloved Son,
yes, in
whom I'm well pleased."
Yes.
You have to follow the God that has the eternal life, hallelujah to God. The God that was crucified, died on the cross.
Yes.
The third day he rose, hallelujah to God.
Yes.
He followed. You got many other gods that claim to. You got Muhammad, Confucius, all of them, Dalai Lama, you name the name. The list is endless, hallelujah to God. But this is the only God that has raised from the dead. This is the only God who has promised you eternal life. This is the only God that said, "Lo, I'll be with you always, even until the end of the world." This is the God that exalted his name, that has exalted his word above his name, hallelujah to God. So the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. I know the time is that we have to continue to move, hallelujah to God. We're going to get your prayer request, hallelujah to God. We're going to go into the hands of Pastor Dolly, and hallelujah to God. That's what will take us through. But you have to realize that things happen, and we have the power to change things. When they petitioned God, it wasn't God. I'm getting excited about this here, hallelujah. It wasn't God's desire that Israel or the children of Israel should have a king, hallelujah to God. But they petitioned God. They wanted a king. God gave them Saul, hallelujah to God. Matter of fact, God sent the word what would happen with Saul, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. But we thank God. We thank God. It's a lot to be said. But to call them those things as though not, as though they be. Those things that are not, as though they are. It's like working with something. It's working with the abstract and the physical, hallelujah to God. But the things that are not seen is eternal. That's where our God is. He has blessed you. He has put a word in your mouth, hallelujah to God, that you shouldn't doubt him, but just stand on the face of God. Through the eternal ages, your praises will ring. This reason, I haven't said this yet, and I'll be going to the place, darling, and as we head toward the top of this hour. I thank you all for coming. When you look at people that were in your life, hallelujah to God, those that have entered into the rest of God, that they've been to that eternity, that every now and then you would see their life and the work that they did and the illumination that they had in your life. It comes back, and they will come back, and you will see the good things that they have done in life, because their life is eternal. Their life is hidden in God. That's why when he said to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord, hallelujah to God. And we're still praying for everyone and every prayer request, hallelujah to God. I use a good part of the broadcast. I don't know if you have time to give your testimony. I'm going to put this in the hand of Pastor Talin to get your name and your testimony, that we would have time to finish up in broadcast time. Hallelujah to God. So we thank you for being here. Thank God for the lovely word, the preaching. Hallelujah to God. Thank you for being my soulmate, as you call it. Hallelujah to God. But she's one of the important person in my life, hallelujah to God, outside of Christ. After Christ, then comes her. She takes wonderful care of me, and I thank God for her. In the name of Jesus, amen. For those of you who are here, we're going to go to Pastor Dolly. She opened the line to get your prayer request, and I'm going to be right here, and we go to the top of our hour with you in Jesus' name. Pastor Dolly, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Winston, for the prayers and the word that you shared with us this morning. We do believe and thank God for his word, that when we speak it, that settles it. It's done. So we're just believing that in the future we'll keep this in mind and not be afraid, not be fretful, because God is always there for us, and we just need to speak what he speaks. Because as Apostle Horsley said, that when God says something, it creates itself. So we're believing that those things are being created, that we are speaking from our hearts that God has placed there for us. So we just thank you so much for today. And just so you know, Pastor Scholastica is the one who gave us the theme for this month. She's the one who shared that information with me so that we could use it for our fast. So we appreciate Pastor Scholastica for doing that. And also, mm-hmm. those of you who were not here on, Apostle Horsley will be having some kind of procedure today, colonoscopy. So we're believing for the good report that everything will be fine. Also want to pray for Dwayne, who has pancreatic cancer. Also Clifford, he's doing radiation for, I mean, not pancreatic, prostate cancer. That's for Dwayne. And then Clifford, he's doing radiation for the same kind of cancer. So we're believing that God is going to heal these people who have the cancer and other people who have cancer out there. And I thank you so much for praying for David. David is doing much better, and I'm doing so much better too. And I had to remind myself yesterday I needed to take some vitamin C, high doses of vitamin C, which helps to clear my body. So I'm just glad. You know, sometimes we just go through and we forget some of the things that we can use to help clear the body, and God will bring it to our remembrance. So I'm glad for that today. So we're going to find out who's here, and if you have a prayer request, praise report, you're welcome to do that right now.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Alice Marie. I have a prayer request for Charlene and her son Gianni. They both is ill, and Gianni had a fever, and she's having pain when she breathes. So whatever's going on in their body, let's pray for healing for the two of them. Thank you. Everyone have a good day.
Amen. Thank you.
This morning. Good morning, everyone. Thank God for the word that came forth this morning, and everyone that's on the line. Still continue to pray for families and the communication lines between families and the salvation, healing, and deliverance of families and marriages. And it's just so much that we have to, you know, be thankful to God for and pray to God for. But he knows everything that's going on in our lives. And I thank God that he gets me up every morning around about 3 o'clock so I'm able to get in and get my personal prayer in. And, you know, a lot of times. And so I just thank God for the written word, that his written word, and the prayers that I have written down here. And I just hold it up before him and ask him, thank you for don't have time to, you know, just get out, you know, because 2 or 3 gathered together, you know, there's such power, you know, and God is in the midst. And I know he's still here with me no matter where I am, even if I'm by myself, but there's much prayer in that. So I just thank God this morning just for my life. Thank God for giving me strength and our finances to me to continue to be strong in my present situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you, Addis. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Good morning, Scholastic. I see you listening in agreement, and I thank God for the word and for the prayers that is going out. And continue to pray for the families, and especially this holiday season, and people trying to spend what they do not have. So for discipline and do what is right. You all
Amen.
Have a good day. Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Linda Taylor.
Yeah, we can tell that something's going on with your voice, so we're going to pray that God completely heals you and your two grandsons. Yes.
Yeah.
Amen. Anybody else out there want to say something? Give
Sister Linda Taylor, I'm calling in regards to my brother Willie in Ohio, that the Lord would touch his body. Cousin in Chicago, the Lord would touch his body. Right now, they don't know for sure what's going on in their bodies, but God knows. And we trust God for their healing. And I thank you for the word that went forth this morning.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Sister Linda. And what is your cousin's name, his first name?
My cousin's name is Levert.
Levert, okay. Thank you.
Yes. My brother is Willie.
Right, okay. All right. Okay, so we're going to ask
morning.
One more time. Anybody?
Listening.
Okay, Sister Teresa, good to hear your voice. God bless you.
Good morning.
Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and pray for these requests this morning, and we know that God hears and answers prayer. So let's pray in faith, believing. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're going to speak what God speaks. So, Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we are just so grateful, Lord.
I don't know.
I decree that we see our breakthrough today, whatever it might be. And I decree that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree that we have been given power to get wealth and that our businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Some are receiving millions of dollars, some hundreds of thousands of dollars, some thousands of dollars, and some will receive hundreds of dollars. According to your faith, let it be done unto you. In the name of Jesus, I am decreeing today we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we shall continue to resist the devil, and he will flee. Just once again, I want you all to know that I do love each and every one of you. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes, loving people into the kingdom so that they too can become a part of this holy nation, a royal priesthood, which is called out by God. Thank the Lord today for salvation. Amen, amen, amen. So we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight, and we will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Everybody be blessed and come back tomorrow and see what God has for us and what we have for him. So continue to give him praise as you go through the day. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L, second word is L-E-I-G-H, Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful